The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, some say golf is just a good walk spoiled. Others say it's a serious workout. And now a fitness executive in the US has jumped into the debate, claiming that hitting a little white ball around a course isn't exercise or sport at all. Well, to settle the score, for once I'm joined by sports scientist Liam Hughes. Liam, you're very welcome to the show. So let's find out if golf is a sport, a stroll, or a sneaky way to sneak in some exercise without even noticing. What's your take?
It is definitely an exercise.
Definitely, 100%. You're unequivocal in this.
100%. So it follows four facets of what exercise is. It's intentional, so you choose to do it. It's structured, so it has some form of plan. It's repeated, so you do it regularly. And it's also goal-orientated. So that goal might be strength, fitness, mobility, health or performance. And golf definitely follows that. Over 18 holes, you could walk between 6 and 10 kilometres.
I think what Harvey Spivak, who is the managing partner of the luxury gym company Equinox in the UK, who sparked this whole debate, he said, look, it's not really exercise, particularly if you're jumping on a buggy between holes. Would you agree with that?
I would agree if you're going to jump into a buggy and drive around. But there is some exercise involved in it. So you think of the golf swing, so repeated swinging, it's got rotational strength and power.
They've got, sorry, say that again.
So you have a golf string, it's a rotational strength and power.
Right, okay, so that is still a form of exercise. I think a lot of people assume if it's real exercise, it'll raise your heart rate. Is that always a good indicator or not?
Yes, so exercise is supposed to raise your heart rate, it's supposed to work your muscles, it's supposed to be challenging in a progressive way and provide some sort of health benefit.
In terms of other sports like darts or chess, for example, do they count as exercise? Could they be considered a sport?
Well, we could consider it a sport, but not really exercise. For example, darts, it's really working on fine motor skills, hand-eye coordination, posture and balance. But these are skills, they're not fitness adaptations.
How important is it when you're setting you're doing exercise to kind of set goals for yourself?
Well, there's a lot of studies out there. If you set a goal, you've got a higher chance of completeness.
And so do you think it sort of motivates people? Is that what it is?
Yes, 100% motivation.
What about activities where you need to change your shoes, or in fact you don't need to change your shoes? Does that count, like heading out for a walk, for example?
Well, walking is a physical activity. Again, it can be counted as exercise because you're going to set a goal. You could want to walk 1 kilometre today or 2 kilometres. You can walk at different paces, different intensities. It's one of the best exercises out there, especially for the older population.
Do goals need to be personal? Do they need to be measurable to the individual?
They need to be smart goals. So they need to be measurable, not too hard, so you're able to reach them.
Okay, in terms of going back to that golf question for a second, is your recommendation for people then, if they really wanted to be exercise, is to leave the golf cart back at the clubhouse?
Yeah, exactly, because you have the potential to burn between 1,000 and 2,000 calories over 18 holes. You're going to improve your balance, your coordination and your mobility because you're going to be walking on different surfaces, you know, with different gradients. So it's going to raise your heart rate for several hours.
What about the golf bag? Because I've seen that entering this debate too. If you're carrying it on your shoulder, you're doing way more exercise than if you have it on some electric pulley.
Exactly. It's also good exercise because, again, you're working your core muscles to stay upright. It's also another form of exercise as well. Any sort of lifting.
Are there any certain types of golf swings or training that would make it more exercise, like if you have to use the golf buggy?
I wouldn't know because I wouldn't play golf myself. I would imagine just the repeated swinging, working on rotational strength and power, that's definitely a form of exercise. You're going to get health benefits from it as well.
Okay. Does intensity matter at all, or is moving enough?
No, intensity does matter. The more intense the exercise, the more benefits you're going to get. You really want to raise the heart rate.
Do you think people should wear these wearable trackers? Do you think that's a really reliable way of measuring if your activity that you're doing actually counts as exercise?
Yes, they can. They can. I wear one myself. They're great for counting your steps and setting goals. I have my 12,000 steps a day. I try to reach that. But some people kind of gamify it. So they're focusing too much on different metrics. Just get out there, do something. Anything is better than being sedentary.
Get off the couch and get moving. That's the advice from sports scientist Liam Hughes. Thanks, Liam. You're very good to talk to us here on The Hard Shoulder. Text coming in. Trump plays golf constantly and he's not exactly fit looking. And another texter coming in. Golf is a good walk spoiled. I'd have to disagree with you on that. Most recreational golfers in the States use carts to get around the course and they drink alcohol during the round. So I'd agree in that sense. It's different here where most golfers walk the course pulling or carrying their golf bag. You're pretty wrecked after 18 holes. It's decent exercise, so I'd consider it a sport, so says Declan. And I would agree with you, Declan. And look, if you have lugged that heavy golf bag around for 18 holes and given it your all, aren't you entitled to go to the 19th? I think so.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.